Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip. I don't know what time it's going on now. It's 7:21 for me, PM, and what's that, about 3, 4 in the morning for you guys? And I just thought I'd quickly get the Wednesday podcast done before I board. Suggsy hit number 26 back-to-back in the last few spins this afternoon. You'll know what I mean there. And then my final spin on a slot machine, my last $100, I hit $2,400. So I'm speaking to you from the first class lounge because we've used some of that money to upgrade to first class to fly home. So in about an hour and a half's time, I'll be turning left and in a nice old flatbed getting my beauty sleep so I can get quickly recovered when I'm back home. See if I get a nice kip on the way here. Sam's bought some ZQL to knock me out and I can snore the first class cabin out. Beautiful. Had a cracking time. I've got stories which I will get to. I know I keep saying it, but other things take over. But get a bit more organised when I get back and get a bit of order to this podcast. Right, I've got a few bits for you for tomorrow. I've done all the football. I processed all the files during the day today early. So everything is posted there. And I've sent everything I need to. And I've just sent the Golf Guru. If anybody doesn't get that, then just drop me an email and I'll sort it out when I get home. Tournament doesn't start till Thursday, so you've got plenty of time. But I'd asked him to send it early and I got it this afternoon, so I've just sent that on. Right, what else have I got for you? I'm doing a bit of golf myself. I certainly won't be back in Tony Fee now again. My days with Tony Fee now are gone. I'm not sure the guy can win, I'm really not. But I have got a couple, if I can get the marking up. I'm sorry, I'm using the old Wi-Fi in here and it's not fantastic. Let me try this way. I'm going via my VPS and see if I can get it. Bear with me a second. It's the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, a bit of a nonsense event with regard to the fact that obviously amateurs are out there. Of course, so the course is a bit wider and getting in the way. Just desperately trying to get this market to load. Right, I am backing somebody the Golf Guru has had actually. I'm backing Patrick Rogers at 90. So I'll be backing these in the win and the top five market. These are my bets, nothing to do with the Golf Guru. Patrick Rogers at 90. I'm looking for him. Sorry, it's taking ages on this thing. Jordan Spieth at 44, I think that's massive. I know he's been a bit in the doldrums, but he looks to me like he's coming back to form. Followed him a little bit at Torrey Pines. His game looked pretty good, doesn't look far off. So Jordan Spieth at 44, I think he's somebody I'm going to be tracking for the next couple of weeks. Certainly, see how he goes. So Patrick Rogers at 90, Jordan Spieth at 44, Kevin Na, small bet Kevin Na, a bit smaller than the others, Kevin Na at 75, another frustrating golfer, but on his week he can be right there, and Cameron Champ at 50. So I've got four golfers covered: Spieth, Champ, Na and Rogers. Spieth 44, Champ 50, Na 75, Rogers at 90. They're my bets. As I say, you follow at your own peril. If you want to do the golf in particular, you've got to take a long-term view. We're back in massive prices. And I will advise anything in play if it comes up. But they are my bets. So Spieth, Champ, Na and Rogers. Right, what else have I got? I've got some football for you as well. Bear with me a second while I get that up. Apologies if you've got a little bit of background music coming out. Right, I have got for you. Oh dear, getting a bit tired now as well. Can do with a little rest on that plane. Right, where's my sheet? Not there. Bear with me, sorry guys. I know I do this every flipping time, but I've got so many files open on my laptop and the internet is going very slow. Right, here we go. It's getting there. Right. First half goal, Brest versus Bordeaux. Brest versus Bordeaux. So if it is 0-0 at 20-25 minutes, then drip backing over 0.5 first half goals, or drip laying over under 0.5 first half goals. Brest versus Bordeaux. And the same bet, Saint-Étienne versus Marseille. Saint-Étienne, Marseille, drip backing or drip laying 0.5 first half goals after 20 minutes. But the Saint-Étienne game, if there is no first half goal and it gets to 0-0 half time, go into the over 1.5 market. So back over 1.5 goals. I do it on 45 and then again on 65 if still 0-0. Trade on a goal. My focus always first is on removing liability. Somebody did ask what happens if the goal comes on 75-80 and you can only trade for a red, then feel free to trade for a red. Quite often I'll let them run, most often in fact, but there's nothing wrong with taking a small red and living to fight another day. I don't follow things like dangerous attacks on shots on target. I never even look at it. It's just not for me. Everything I say is done on price, so there, I work out whether the price is value before the match, and that's how I play it in play. And you just chip away at it, as I say, just grind it out. That's the two. Brest versus Bordeaux and Saint-Étienne versus Marseille. There is no football, I believe, Thursday, having a quick look, so then everything will be done for Friday. But I will do a podcast Thursday, probably get back on the boat with the horses, but I think we're in for some cold weather at home. So that's it. As I say, thanks for all the Twitter interaction and things while I've been away. You're a fantastic bunch at FTS, and I've had some thoughts about how I'm going to operate things slightly differently, just for you guys, to make it better in all aspects of FTS while I've been away. One of the things when you're away and not sort of in the grind of it every day and doing other stuff, you do get time to think. And I'm devoted to sorting a lot of this out for you, and particularly people who are struggling. But it isn't just the selections, as I say, it's all about the mindset and the approach and the discipline and the grind. Now, I know people don't like to hear it, but that is the facts of it. And I've always said that there's many ways to win, and we're all different and we use different ways, and some people do one thing and others do anything. And I'm not into knocking other people's methods and saying don't do this, don't do that. What I'm about is using my methods to chip away and grind it out. And sometimes it feels hard work, me included. I've had some big swings in the last 3 months myself with stuff. Really bad October. I had a bad spell earlier in January, which sort of picked up again towards the end of the month. So it's just the way it goes. But I've had some good ideas. Well, I think are good ideas while away. I've got to take a bit of time and implement them when I'm back. But I'm hoping by the time we get to the end of February, I'll have a better way of getting stuff to you, including improving this podcast, because I know at times I do just waffle on. And whilst parts of it may be entertaining, a load of it is a load of old shit that I spout. But I think we need to sort that out for people who want the serious side of the betting and not to hear about me getting whacked at poker tables, as amusing as that was. Right. Have a lovely Wednesday. I'm going to be up in the air in about an hour and 10 minutes. So I will speak to you at what will be Thursday morning. It's Tuesday night now. I'll be speaking to you Thursday morning. None of this ever makes sense, this time business, when you're away, does it? As I say, thanks for everything. Thanks for the well wishes on the holiday. We've had a cracking time. Fortunately, nicked a few quid. Up and down, I did give all the poker money back on the Super Bowl, I know, but Sammy then had a nice win yesterday. I've nicked 2.5 today and a little bit more on the roulette, so it's turned out nice. Right, I will speak to you Thursday.